Chapter 2. The control room is secure, she said as they walked briskly through the narrow passageway. Along with missile control, the good guys are back in charge now. She was moving fast, a natural athlete riding a charge of adrenaline. Good, said Hamlin. He somehow knew they were moving forward in the ship, but little else seemed familiar to him. He felt the comforting weight of the pistol in his pocket as they moved. They stopped at a motor generator room, scarred heavily with streaks of black soot and charred insulation. A heavy layer of smoke clung to the overhead, and thick gray foam dripped from every surface. The automatic extinguishers kicked in immediately, put the fire out. But both motor generators are trashed. We've switched all the vital loads. But there are some lighting buses we can't re-energize. There are parts of the ship that are dark, parts of the ship that are cold, and probably will be for a while. Especially with our engineer, she pointed back toward his stateroom, gone. Hamlin started to reach out to touch the damp wall when Moody grabbed his hand with surprising force. You know better than that, she said. We haven't overhauled this yet. Might still be energized and dangerous. We can't lose you now. He put his hand down. Are you hurt? She asked. He shook his head. He thought better of telling her about the complete amnesia that seemed to have befallen him. My head, he said truthfully. It's killing me. She reached up and touched his forehead with surprising tenderness. The bastard got you good, she said. We'll get that bandaged up, when we can. They walked by the radio room where a half dozen computer monitors blinked and an acrid smell hung thick in the air. He started with the radio, said Moody. Took out communications before he did anything else. It's completely wrecked. We'll be lucky to get any of it working. As they continued forward, they came upon a room that Hamlin knew was sonar. They approached a screen. Moody pointed at a symbol, an upside-down V in the center of the screen. Our shadow. No change. We've made their job easy today with all the noise we've been making. No change in range, about 1 nautical mile behind us, as always. She hit some buttons on the screen, and the display changed, a banner reading Drone Cloud appearing at the top of the screen. The thought of drones resonated with Pete.